On the phone now, Jeanette Fennell, who is the founder and president of KidsInCars.org. Good evening, Jeanette. How are you?
Great, Cheryl. Nice to be with you.
Well, I appreciate some time tonight, your time to talk to us about a very important issue. First, let's talk about what KidsInCars.org is. What is your organization?
Well, we are a national nonprofit organization, and we work to keep kids safe in and around motor vehicles. We very much focus on the things that happen off the public road or highway, which many people don't appreciate those dangers.
Well, and the one that we wanted to talk about today, unfortunately, there are several involving kids and cars. The one today, though, is as the weather is getting warmer and warmer, we wanted to talk about the horrible times that children are left in hot cars in the summertime.
Yes, this is one of the most difficult issues that we deal with. And, you know, as you can imagine, knowing last year that we lost 49 children this way is a terrible, terrible hardship. And that, in fact, was the worst year ever.
When I interrupted you, and I'm terribly sorry. I know better than that, Jeanette. But that number was staggering to me. I was stunned when I read that.
Yeah, it was the worst year ever. And unfortunately, already this year, we've lost 10 children. So what we want to do is really make sure people understand about the dangers of leaving children in hot cars. And so many times it is people who unknowingly left them in there. The biggest problem, though, is everyone says, this would never happen to me. I mean, these are terrible parents. They try to make them into a monster, and then they push themselves back and say, I'm not like that, so this won't happen to me. And that is the biggest mistake anyone can make. We need to understand that these are really failures of memory, not failures of love. So what we want to advocate for is to make sure people put some really simple tips in place to make sure that this doesn't happen to you or your family.
And what are some of those tips?
Well, the first one is so easy. All you do is you take your cell phone or your handbag or your employee badge, your briefcase, just anything, you know, that you're going to need when you arrive at your destination, and put it in the back seat on the floorboard, in front of the child. So the name of that campaign is called Look Before You Lock. And what we want people to do is every time they arrive at their destination, no matter what, open that back door to gather those items, but also to make sure no one, no nothing has been left behind. Now, isn't that simple?
Well, and it does seem that way. And over again, when we see, unfortunately, these tragic events happen, what we routinely hear is the baby's in the car seat or the young child is in the car seat and they fell asleep. I used to fall asleep. My kids used to fall asleep every time we were in the car, and they've fallen asleep. And if they're not making noise and you hop out and grab your things, that's how I presume some of these tragic events are happening.
Most definitely.
So what you say by putting something in the back seat, your purse, your cell phone, you know, you're not supposed to be texting and driving anyway. So if you put something like that, very important that you have to have with you, it's just another check for you.
Absolutely. What we want to do is people get in that habit. Now, the second thing we suggest is just to take a stuffed animal, a teddy bear or anything, and always keep that in your child's car seat. But as soon as you put the baby in the car seat, throw that teddy bear up front in the front passenger seat. We definitely are cue dependent as adults, and you'll say, oh, you know, teddy bear's up front, that must mean the baby's in the back. No teddy bear up front, it's in the car seat, and I can't fit both of them in there at the same time.
That's a good one.
Yeah, isn't that, again, very simple. And the thing we need to also have people truly understand is so many of these children are under the age of one. And again, these are loving, caring parents who are doing the right things, meaning having them rear-facing in the back seat because that's where they're the safest. But if you're in the front seat, you cannot tell if that seat is occupied.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah, you really can't tell. And then the third thing, because so many times these things happen on the way to work or when someone's being dropped off. So what we would like people to do is just have this ironclad policy with your child care provider and to say, you know, my child's always going to be dropped off at 8 a.m. And if for some reason they're not going to be there, I'll call you. You know, might be sick or on vacation. But if you don't have a call for me or my child, or if you don't have my child or a call for me, you need to get a hold of me. Here is every number conceivable and my husband's number. But that phone call alone would have saved the lives of so many little babies.
Well, and again, we've all seen this video, this horrific video of a mother or a father, you know, holding their head as the police are around their car when someone has walked by and seen a child in the back seat. And so often it's the getting the day going, and you're running behind a few minutes perhaps, and you're running through everything in your head, and it seems inconceivable, as you said, that it's forgotten, but it happens again and again.
Well, you know, I think of my life. It's, you know, got a lot going on. And I'll be driving home from work, and I say, okay, got to stop and get the dry cleaning, got to stop. I mean, I'm saying it to myself to keep it top of mind. And I pull in my driveway, and I don't have my dry cleaning. And again, you can't, you know, equate any value to dry cleaning or cell phones or purses, but what this really is about is our memory. And our memory can definitely let us down. Sometimes we're finding, like, parents will drop one child off, and then maybe on the way to dropping another child off, let's say there's a detour in a road. Something that simple can cause the child to be left because, you know, once you get back on autopilot, you really think you've already dropped off that baby.
Another thing in some information that I got from your news release and website is urging security personnel, parking lot attendants and so forth, and the general public, if you're walking in the parking lot from the mall, just glance into cars and be aware of what's around you.
Absolutely. I would just like always be peek and go because, you know, you never know what you might find in one of those vehicles, even if it's an animal. But, you know, be curious, and please don't say, I don't want to get involved. All you have to do is call 911 and keep going.
Well, I have been known to leave nasty notes on people who have just their dogs in the car at a mall. I have been known to walk around with sticky notes and put them on people's and call for help because, you know, they can die just as easily.
That's absolutely true.
What? Tell us about how quickly, I mean, we don't like to think about events like this, but what temperatures and how quickly heat stroke can happen in a young child?
Well, it, you know, of course, depends on the age of the child, and even things as simple as what they have on that day, when they had their last bottle, the color of the car, the color of the interior, the, you know, direction to the sun, all those different factors. But with that said, just on average, if a car is locked up on a hot day, the temperature can rise as much as 19 degrees in 10 minutes.
Oh, my.
I mean, by an hour, you can be up 40 to 50 degrees. So, you know, think about an 80-degree day. It's not really survivable. Unfortunately, we do know of children that have succumbed to the heat in as little as 15 minutes. We also have known situations where the temperature is only 60, you know, in the 60s. And because of the way our cars act like a greenhouse, the temperature, you know, rose that high, and the child was in there for a prolonged period, and it cost them their lives.
Well, it is astonishing at how quickly this can happen. And now that we are in these days of, you know, today was a perfect Michigan day, you know, got to, you know, in the 70s, and it's supposed to continue getting warmer, of course, from here. The possibility of these things happening is growing ever more real. And I think the tips you gave us are absolutely great. Your website is wonderful as well. Could you give folks the website?
Certainly. It's kids, KIDS, and AND, cars, CARS.org, kidsandcars.org.
And there's so much more information than just the topic we were on today about hot vehicles and children being left in cars in the summertime. There's some great information. So I would advise all my listeners to take a few minutes this evening and go through it and check again the hints that you have for us today. Again, put something in the back seat, your purse, your ID, your cell phone, something that you need to reach for. It's just a reminder to get back. I love the stuffed animal idea, Jeanette. Put it in the car seat when the kid isn't in there, the child isn't in there, and pop it up front when someone's in the back, as you said, a memory cue for us, and the call to a babysitter, something that simple. All three of these, very, very simple.
And we hope all of your listeners will put them in place.
Well, I appreciate very much. You may have saved some lives in the mid-Michigan area this evening by bringing us this information. I appreciate your time this evening.
Well, thank you, and thank you very much for helping us to get this important word out to your listeners.
Well, very good. Anytime we can give some great information like this that can help, it's all good.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeanette.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.